There you go.
Sorry?
Down the path.
Oh, yeah. Why do we have two different microphones?
We're going to use two different voices.
Okay.
Yeah, there's actually, so it's going to be microphone array data, and there's the file data, and there's the headset data. Different groups of different types of sound.
What was the difference?
Yeah, the difference.
The agenda for this meeting is we'll initially have the prototype presentation by our two designers, and then you'll evaluate it given the criteria that that we gave it, and talk about our finances, whether we were under or over our budget. I have a spreadsheet where we can calculate our prices for every aspect of what we've made, given our options, and evaluate the product as a group.
Okay.
And so, first we'll have the prototype presentation. Do you need the PowerPoint?
Yeah, I've just got a few slides.
All right, Joe.
Thank you.
Here we are. This is what we came up with. It's a pretty simple design. It's based on a mango, yeah. And
mango.
Mango.
Yeah, and we have the company logo here, and this will be the infrared here, and this will be the PowerPoint, the on-off button.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what was it? Where's the LED?
It's in the middle from the little R,
oh, okay.
And then the other one is the fire. And we just have a simple design. We wanted it all to be
palm held.
Accessible from your thumb. Yeah, palm
yeah.
held, and
yeah.
all the buttons are accessible from your thumb.
Notice you have a number 10 button.
Oh, that was a mistake, wasn't it?
Right, no.
Just cut one off. I was in charge of the numbers. And this is just that you've got like 11 or 12 or 13, the plus.
So 1 plus
you
1 would be 11.
You go
1,
3
oh.
or something.
Oh, you
press
a plus button?
Then you go 1, 3, yeah.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of that kind before.
Well, we just thought we have all the numbers here, so we wanted something representative of numbers larger than 10.
Yeah. Because if you, on your average remote, if you press 1 twice, you just go to, say you wanted channel 12, you press
yeah.
1, and you go to channel 1, and then 2, then you just go to channel 2 instead of 12.
Oh, it's not,
so if you did like 1 plus 2,
yeah.
you could go to channel
okay.
12, or 2 plus
but
2 is channel 20.
Would you have to go 0 plus 1 if you wanted to go to channel 1 or 2?
No, that's where you have all these numbers. These numbers all work independently up to 9.
Yeah, but I mean, if you press it, it'll go to that channel right away.
Yeah.
Because you gotta press the plus afterwards.
Oh, no, the plus is only for if you're going past number 9.
Yeah, I know, but if I want to go to, say, number, it's like 65, channel 65, if I press the 6, it'll go to channel 6, and then I'll
oh.
press the plus, and then it'll go to 6, and then put the 5, and it'll go to
no,
65.
No, you press the plus first. It doesn't, we haven't realized. I would have thought you pressed plus first and then 65, but she says plus.
Oh, I don't
know.
We can further
think?
Define that. I wouldn't have thought it'd be a problem that you went to channel 6 first,
yeah.
in, like on the way to channel 65.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah,
but I
suppose it's not
like,
as
long as we realize that's what it'll do.
There's a delay on remotes, I think, where you can
yeah.
have it. It's
yeah.
like a 5 second input
yeah.
time.
If
so as long as you hit them, but that
Yeah, that.
It should be fine.
Yeah.
As long as it's not a big pause between the two budgets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. Was there, so on the top there is volume and
channel. Which
channel
is
like
so
volume up. Okay, cool.
You could just
see,
go like that without thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
Where where's the power button?
It's in the middle
it's
of
the
room.
Bigger
off.
Oh,
okay. So it's just like.
Yeah.
It's
all accessible without taking your hand off the remote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We went for like a circular design for the numbers because we thought that was kind of a more natural movement than just going like that with your thumb.
Oh, okay.
Ergonomics are all considered.
Ergonomics.
Yeah.
It might actually help with the repetitive stress injury.
It could cause another type of repetitive
okay.
stress injury. But yeah, no, it's a different movement. So.
Yeah.
And the feel of it, I mean, we've made this out of Play-Doh, which is representing the, you know, the rubber,
yeah.
the spongy rubberness. Because it was said before in the material specification that this anti-RSI material is often used in stress balls. So this has got, you know, a bit of give to it. And
yeah.
It
just
yeah.
With the stress ball.
Feels
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do you like
feel
it? Is that
yes.
In
the
palm of your hand?
My goodness. There you go.
Thanks.
Ready?
Yeah.
Just me?
Yeah. Oh, it's nice. Oh, I think I killed the five.
I did.
Or I killed the four.
Oh, God.
Okay, as for the colours, we were presented with a limited range
what's
of colours for this prototype.
Yeah.
But we're thinking that, seeing as we're having it in interchangeable casing anyway, that this is not necessarily a representation of the true colours that we would necessarily use, or the combination. And we're thinking to carry on with the fruit and vegetable theme, the colour combination just to be named after different fruit.
Oh,
banana,
right.
Black and yellow, watermelon, or green, or vanilla might be the most popular if it just blends in more settled cream
yeah.
instead of the others are all a bit garish.
I think like vanilla and banana would.
Banana's more representative of our colour scheme, like the company, the yellow and black.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that for corporate identity, that would probably be the most straight. I mean, watermelon, you know, probably appealing
kind
to
of
the
yeah.
Yeah, seasonal. Apple, green, brown, more kind of trendy, you know, khaki.
The pomegranate's kind of girly and funky, kind of. And
cool.
And the vanilla's more for the more sophisticated customers.
Yeah.
That fits in with all decor.
Okay. Yeah, we thought of the components, it was definitely a focus of ergonomics and just a single handheld device. I mean, you don't need to use both hands. One hand to hold this and type in with the other, you can just use your thumb.
Yeah.
As we said, the rubber is probably used for comfort and anti-RSI. That's about it.
All right. Thank you very much. Good work, everyone. All right. And so now that we have a prototype, we need to go over the finances and seeing if this prototype matches what our budget can handle.
Mm-hmm.
So I have something I'm going to. Oh, wait a minute. Do you need to do a presentation first?
I don't know what order it goes in.
Yeah, I'm
going to
check that out for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I know,
oh yeah, sorry, you're right.
No,
your evaluation criteria is not in
here.
Hello.
Sorry, my computer's giving me technical difficulties. Just press
the function
press
again.
Last time I did that.
And then again, I think. One more time.
Oh, still not there.
Yeah.
Okay, now I think for this one, I could, you guys prefer to use the whiteboard, or maybe I'll just do it on right on the screen where you can see it. We're going to be doing an evaluation report together based on the prototype that we've just seen. And looking back at my notes from both our conceptual and our functional meetings, I made a list of what our original requirements and goals were back to our kickoff meeting this morning. And we'll evaluate as to whether we've done what we set out to do. And we're going to do it on a 1 to 7 scale, where 1 is true and 7 is false. So basically, the lower the points, the better. Okay, so question number 1. Does the remote, whoops, sorry. Oh, I'm not going to, I'll do it on the whiteboard. I can't change it. So I'm going to ask you to push it down once.
Okay.
I'll write down our scores up on the whiteboard. Okay, so number 1. We have a fancy looking feel.
Feel, I think. It's been quite successful with the rubber coating.
The look is a little bit more playful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it depends on your definition of fancy, but it's definitely different. It's
oh, definitely different,
yeah.
I think the colour has a lot to do with it. I mean, the colours we were given for making the prototype aren't the colours that I think we would have necessarily chosen. It's not the kind of
we were only given red and black.
Red, black and yellow and orange.
Yes.
And
we don't want to go for black because most remote controllers are black or grey, so we want to stand out that way anyway.
But if you can imagine that in like as just maybe a kind of pale metallic-y finish or something.
Metallic-y finish for
well, I mean,
yeah.
No, it's for rubber.
Polish.
I mean, if you can visualize this in nice colours, I think it would look quite
good.
Yeah,
yeah. I kind of like the potato look.
It's mango.
Oh, well, we must get fruit and veg.
I'm
mango.
Sorry,
it's
mango. We were thinking.
Potato's fine.
Yeah, fruit or vegetable depends on your mood.
Yeah, totally.
So, I would myself would say a 1 or 2.
Yeah. I would say 2.
I'd say 2.
For the.
Something.
Yeah.
One being true.
So. I had 2.
2?
3.
Okay. that's supposed to make it confusing. Okay, so question number 2 was, is it technologically innovative? So I know we have the Kinect Energy, which is very innovative.
Yeah.
And the use of the rubber.
The use of the rubber.
Yeah, the
use of the
RSI. The LED use isn't particularly innovative, and we don't have any scroll buttons, it's all push buttons, there's no LCD to control, so if we're thinking about the rest of the market, it's sort of probably halfway in some aspects it is.
Yeah, I'll
like
give you 3.
I'll go for 3.
And I think, I mean, it's tough to say because we didn't want it to be any more innovative than this, because then
we want
specification. So, I mean, I will put 3, but I think we actually reached our goal. Okay, question number 3. Will it be easy to use?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think
1.
Yeah,
I think
it's.
Yeah, 1.
Can't really be confused with that.
No.
I mean, we have to work out the number.
The plus
the
number.
Pluses,
yeah,
but once
that's
figured out.
Yeah,
that's
I'm turning on.
Number 4. Is this a good looking remote? Remember that 75% of users find most remote controls ugly.
I guess I think the color comes into this.
Yeah, color will definitely be a factor.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the logo could be smaller.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe not in such a prominent way.
But
maybe like at the bottom, kind of.
Remember the management said that it had to be prominent?
Well, it just had to be on there, I guess.
Just not touch it.
This time it's 3 I killed.
I was just wondering if it should be like flatter. Or
I suppose that could quite be.
I like the appeal of it being like a big glob.
Yeah, but you know what I've just thought of then? Where's it going to sit in your living room? Is it not going to fall off the arm?
Maybe if the bottom is just sort of flat.
Yeah, the bottom
and the rest
like,
is like
chopped a bit.
But then
round.
It won't sit as comfortably in your hand.
Oh, that's true.
It would still be comfortable.
Things
like
that.
You
could
handle
it.
It could be on the bottom, so you want to loop, like, if it's flat here, so it sits up.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, that would be nice.
I fall over all the time.
Yeah, it's less.
If it's weighted, maybe.
We're done designing.
Okay, so is this a good looking remote? You want to show it off to our friends?
You would though, because it's more interesting than other.
Yeah.
I think it was another color and it was like, I think it'd look okay. Maybe a two.
I mean, I guess
it would definitely go for that rather than like your average.
Yeah.
Remote like that, but definitely in another color. I'm not happy with those colors.
Okay, so should we say two?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number five. What? Will people be willing to spend 25 euros on this product? Remember that 80% of users were willing to spend more money on the remote control and looked fancy.
I think we have to market it in the right way, that to say that it is simplistic, so people don't just see it and think, this is so simplistic, I don't want to spend 25 euros. We have to market
it. Market it remote.
And
the kinetic energy
style.
Oh no.
Make it
durable!
So, you know, those will be filmed.
You know the plus.
No, I guess I don't know much about the remote control industry. How much your average sells for?
But you're a marketing expert.
I know,
I think they're like 10.
But you don't have to buy batteries, so in the long term, this can actually save money.
Oh,
the market does.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think with a good marketing scheme, and a personalization option, it's still.
Yeah, I would give it a two. So
yeah.
Okay, number six, can someone read it out?
Does this prototype match the operating behavior of the average user?
Yeah, so that was mainly the.
Yeah,
I think it does.
Oh,
just
because. Yeah, because the most accessible buttons are the volume and the channel changing, and it's just, you won't have to think about it, you don't have to look down to find them, but clearly they're easy to use.
Yeah.
I think the keyword there is average, because there were some people that used the video input and sound and stuff, but they're not you and I, really. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so one?
Yeah.
Okay. Number seven. Heather, can you push it down? Will this remote control be easy to find when lost? Remember that 50% of users lose their remote regularly.
We have the alarm system.
Is the alarm system still
implemented? Yeah, when you press the alarm system, the lights.
lights on the end or flash as well. But I mean, it's not obvious from the outside that that's going to happen. Because you can't particularly see
the light from the inside.
Yeah, the light, it will.
When the alarm's not. Yeah, if you.
Because the button makes a noise, right?
Yeah.
It turns into a duck and starts quacking.
Yeah.
You're right.
Awesome.
I think if it was had an alarm system, I mean, when it lights up, it could light up when the alarm went.
Yeah.
But if it was hidden underneath the cushion or something, there wouldn't be any point. So you can't see the alarm, but it would.
I
thought it was going to make a noise.
Sorry, Heather. Question number eight. Will it be easy to learn how to use this remote when brand new? Remember that 34% of users usually found it difficult.
Totally.
It has to be,
Once that's written down on the page, that will be really simple.
I think just because we've decided to reduce it down to the basic buttons, I think that in itself makes it.
Does it make more sense for the middle one to make just an enter button? So then you would have to push two buttons every time, at least.
Yeah, since it's like channel six.
That
six,
kind of annoys me though when it's 0 6 and you have to.
We don't have to press 0.
You just press 6, enter.
Oh, okay.
Or 12, enter.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think that's probably more straightforward. Yeah, good point.
Okay, so we'll say yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, question number 9. Will minimize the effects of RSI, which was repeated strain injury, which affected over a quarter of users.
I think so. It's like right in the.
But if you're.
Your thumb might get a little.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think it will.
We may have to do some more research into other strain injuries that we don't know about.
It is soft.
Mm-hmm.
It's soft.
And that's kind of what the.
And
the PowerPoint slide thing said would be good for
yeah.
ISI,
yeah.
So maybe it is.
I think we get
arm.
Yeah.
Because it made only your left hand use your index finger. But there's not really any other options unless it's like a keyboard. So
yeah.
I think we did as much as we can with the remote control.
Yeah.
So, one or two, do you
think?
I would say two.
Yeah, I'd say two.
Okay. Number 10, did we somehow incorporate the company color and logo?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Is the color going to be there even if it's like vanilla? Is it yellow?
We can't really do that because, for example, on the banana theme, we can't have it as being yellow.
Mm-hmm.
It won't sound right. So it's not always going to be the same color.
It sounds like the color's something that we
Yeah, the colors are yellow and gray.
Gray, yeah.
So it could be gray on the banana one.
Yeah, it could be gray.
Yeah.
I mean, the yellow's ugly though.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't.
So I think we'll have to talk to our executive managers and see if we can get away with just the
R. Yeah, I think this is the factor that we've been least successful in confronting.
Like R, like that's great, and it wouldn't be that expensive to have a little bit of that.
Nothing's not concerned at all. So, do you think that's more of a three then? Three, four?
Well, I think four.
Well, I don't.
But we have good reasons for it, so hopefully we can still put it. Four?
Okay.
And final question. Do we stay true to our motto and put the fashion into electronics? Current trends of fruits and veggies desire for sponginess.
I would say so.
Following that brief in region.
But maybe more like two, because there's no like pictures of fruit. It's just sort of naming it by a fruit.
Yeah.
Like
the
fancy names.
Yeah.
No, are the plates interchangeable?
Yeah.
They
are. So you can have banana and kiwi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's something that's kind of in the making too. Like maybe it'll become more.
That's fashionable in itself. Have interchangeable plates.
Mm-hmm.
I think one. Well, that was our brief.
Well, the thing is, I think if somebody saw that and you said, what was that inspired from?
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd instantly say, mango.
Yeah. Maybe if it was scented.
Oh, yeah. There we go. That was great.
Yeah, we have money for that. All right, so based on this evaluation, do we average them out?
Yes, we do. So what was I going to put for that? Two for fashion?
I would say two.
Yeah.
Okay, so our average number 5, 6, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 19, 21 divided by 11.
1.9
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Between 1 and 2.
Between 1 and 2.
Okay.
So that is
close
pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right there. It's the highest we've got is 1.
Yeah, because we have 4 different domains.
Okay.
I think it should be more around 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have an online calculator.
I'm attempting to do that.
Okay.
This
yeah, it is 1.9.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow. What the heck?
Well,
that's
a lot. Right, now with that over and done with, our next step is to see if we are under budget. And my computer's frozen. And no, it's not. Okay. So, in our shared folder, if everyone could go there right now.
Sorry.
I'm going to.
Oh, you're going to
steal a cable.
Is that the project talk?
It's an Excel file.
Oh.
Production cost.
Yeah.
Totally. Production cost. And I have to access that as well. One moment. Okay, so far I've added what I think. Or what is going on? blanking at me. It's locked for editing. I'm gonna open up a second one then. It's locked for editing. I have the original in my written account.
Or is it locked because I'm in it?
I don't
think
know.
It just means that we can't add any more to it now. Have you completed it?
No.
Oh, right.
No, okay. I was hoping that you guys could.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. So we need to tally up how much our product will be costing. So if you can look up at the screen, the live screen, I guess looking at your own team and telling me which one you think. Okay, we're using Kinetic, which is quite a large expense, like €3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're using a regular chip.
Yeah.
Double it's curved. It's double curved,
double
so
curved.
It's curved all around. It's another 3. We're already at 5. We're using plastic and rubber.
Yeah.
So, good thing plastic is free. Right. What's
a special color?
Yeah.
Match.
I guess we should do it just for one kind.
Yeah.
So it's like special color. We'll have 2 colors, right?
Yeah.
Well, one color for the case, one color for the buttons,
mm-hmm.
so we can.
Yeah.
We have push button interface, so that's inexpensive. And we have a special color for the button, and we also have a special form.
And a special material.
Special material. Which puts us just barely in the budget. Hooray!
Congratulations!
Yeah! Good, guys. So, our operating cost is €12.20. Awesome. And back to our PowerPoint. So, yes, we are. So we need to do a project evaluation again, which is probably, a different extension
of the actual project rather than the product.
Yeah.
Hmm.
A project.
Yeah, because we're talking
so
about
how
teamwork.
We actually went around about doing it.
Yeah. All right, so, did you guys feel like there was room for creativity?
I think we were pushed
for creativity.
I mean, we weren't really given a lot of time or
materials.
Yeah, to go about our design task. So
yeah.
I think we could have done with a bit more time.
Okay, so it'd be like, need more time and materials.
Yeah.
But you were allowed creativity.
Yeah.
I think so, like, but you were supposed to.
Yeah, and the conceptual and functional. Like, we were very creative in coming up with an idea, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we were just limited by resources.
We
really
could
have
yeah.
Okay.
If we had decided to use the LCD screen and, like, solar power backup and everything, we wouldn't have been able to afford that. So that did limit
creativity.
Right.
Just
mm-hmm.
resources.
Okay.
But, yeah. Pretty much idea.
Leadership? Is this me being like, guys, do you like me?
Good leadership. I think we stayed on task.
Yeah,
yeah.
We did. As soon as we've come out with what we intended, a product within the budget, I think that's a sign of good leadership. And also our personal coach helps along the way. So, you
yeah.
know.
And the timing was good. We never were pushed for time or sat around doing nothing.
Yeah.
Oops, special coke.
I think
we're cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's good teamwork. I think we are well suited to our roles.
Yeah.
All right, how are our memes? We need more Play-Doh colors.
Yeah,
and more Play-Doh, because that was all the red we had. So
yeah,
if we wanted to make a bigger thing, we wouldn't have been able to.
Okay.
satisfactory? Is that?
Yeah, the computer programs were good.
Yeah, it could be really straightforward for the computer.
Yeah,
like the only thing was having to remember to, you know, to, okay, so
yeah.
I think I was the only one who struggled with that.
I'm actually not sure if I've saved my presentations.
Yeah.
They'll probably still be there.
New ideas found. I don't really know what that means.
Well, I think we've all learned stuff from each other. Like then,
through discussion.
Yeah. Just about each different that. So, got new ideas from each other.
And what's your new ideas from? Yeah. Well, I guess we bounced off of each other, which was cool.
Yeah.
Like based on marketing stuff, and then you'd say something about interface. And
yeah.
And we were able to modify each other's ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pick up them with our areas of expertise.
Yeah.
Oh, does it have smart materials, by the way?
Sorry?
Does it have smart materials?
Oh, yeah. did it come
with
I don't know if we counted that in it.
Well, with that achieved, our last slide is our closing slide. Yes, our costs are within budget.
Yeah.
It's evaluated generally positively.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget to complete final questionnaire and meeting summary. Then we celebrate in such a way that I have no idea.
Okay, brilliant.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Conclusion.